Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I'm flying solo today because Michelle's off getting awards for all of the great things she does. Listen, you know what the four common fears are, don't you? All of us as women, just thinking back about, oh my gosh, failure, embarrassment, being less than perfect, you little pee women out there, perfectionists. And then the final one, fear of not getting what you want when you want it. Well, I have Dr. Joan Borsenko, one of my dearest friends and also a distinguished pioneer in integrative medicine, a world-renowned expert in mind-body connection, a psychologist with a doctorate in cell biology from Harvard Medical School. She just cuts right into science with a deep humanity and shares her wisdom with us. She's also the founder and president of Mind Body Health Sciences in Boulder, Colorado. She's the author of 15 books and is a New York Times best-selling author. Today, we're going to be talking about the four common fears, and this is based in her book, Fried, Why You Are Burned Out and How to Revive. Welcome to the show, Joni, and I want to just, get right to it, that fear of failure.
All right, Pam, what fun.
All right, fear of failure. What do we do here to accept fear as part of the territory, and what do you do when you see that failure looming over the horizon? Sometimes you get paralyzed and you say, there I go again. I'm a loser. I'm a failure. How do you get around that?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, everybody has fears like that. And what we need to do is back up from it and say, hey, that's a common fear. I'm not the only one who has it. It comes, it goes, but it's not who I am at all. Then we've got to get our motivation up to continue what we're doing. And the best way to do that is, number one, to exercise. You're an expert in that. And you know it changes your brain, it changes your body, it increases your motivation so that you can cut through things that you think, oh, heck, I'm not good enough to do that. The second thing is going to be a surprise, maybe. Because one of the best things that enhances positive motivation to get things done is the practice of gratitude. And I'm going to give your listeners a short, potent practice. Every day, look for one thing that you've never been grateful for before. Today, Pam, it's going to be you because I'm having so much fun, and this is the first time I've been on this show with you. Before I go to bed, I'm going to remember the excitement I felt, really an embodied sense, the closeness to you I felt, the great feeling of being able to tell our listeners something useful. And then I'm going to go to sleep with that feeling, and it's actually going to change my physiology. And if you start to do that every day, then you make permanent brain changes that actually calm your fear centers.
Well, I bet those same things will be able to help us with fear number two, which is the fear of embarrassment, you know, the social phobia, the embarrassment in social situations. You just don't feel adequate. So what's the good news in here? Is this has got to be treatable with a combination of what? I mean, what? Tell us about that embarrassment. Let's hit to the core.
Well, let me tell you what I did when I tucked my skirt into my pantyhose and nobody told me, and I left the bathroom at Dean Ornish's wedding with my skirt tucked into my pantyhose.
Nice.
And my legs hanging
I've, of
out.
Course, never had that experience in my life.
Never. But we all have. Not only
of course, of course.
But fear of embarrassment. What are you going to do? If you're already embarrassed, you have to just go on and find the humor in it. You know, that's what I said. Somebody said, well, isn't this funny? This is probably the funniest thing you've seen all day, to the person who told me, and we had a laugh. Laughter cuts through embarrassment. A second thing is breathing exercises. If you're really embarrassed and, you know, your face is flushing and your heart is racing and, you know, all of that, you need to calm down your nervous system. Fastest way, breathe in slowly through your nose so you can really feel that air, that cool air coming in. Then purse your lips and breathe out really slowly as if you were breathing through a straw. And that'll slow your whole breathing rhythm down. 4 to 6 of those will so change your nervous system. The embarrassment is going to recede, and you'll be able to, the part of your brain, your prefrontal cortex, that is where your awareness is, your self-awareness, that witnesses
right.
will
right.
be able to witness the embarrassment and say, well, it happened, but it comes, it goes, it's not who I am. And that in
well,
turn
then that goes
actually,
hand in hand with well, that goes hand in hand with perfection. So let's run over to perfectionists. Okay, they can't stand making mistakes. It's impossible. Once again, I always say, perfection equals paralysis. And when something like that is going on, I mean, seriously, my solution for that is always say progress, not perfection. That's what you're striving for. Progress, not perfection.
That's
my one little piece. What's yours?
You got that. A slogan
what's
like that.
What's your one little tip? Do you like
okay.
it?
Okay. One little tip is actually once a day, practice doing something that's not perfect. Go to bed without sponging off your kitchen counters. Or putting your clothes away.
What?
Or
No. And organizing your towels by color every single night or something, you know?
Right. Whatever it is, practice being imperfect once a day. And you'll
Yay!
Find you develop more tolerance.
Oh, I just love that. So we have a practice of gratitude. We have a practice of imperfection. So the fourth fear is fear of not getting what you want when you want it. And this is known as impatience. I think this goes hand in hand with irritability and other things too. And so how do we get around that impatience thing?
That is a really good question. If I knew, I'd be famous. I suffer from it too.
But you are famous.
I'd be more famous. But, you know, what I do personally is when I'm not getting it, I say to myself, I'm not getting it because the time isn't right. And a wisdom greater than me is preparing the right time for this to happen. And that cuts through impatience. Just like moving, Pam, I'm moving to a new place, and I've been waiting for it for quite some time. And then finally, the moment the right house came on the market, I struck, because the right house wasn't on the market before. So you need a slow
and
that is all
and
the right
slow
time.
It down.
Yep.
And putting yourself in a position where you can slow it down. And you know what I do? One of my things is I just take a deep breath. I take a breath, mm-hmm. and then I try to tap into my prefrontal cortex, what I love to call the smarty pants part of the brain. and I really, you know what I mean? Seriously. And I just literally take my finger, tap the middle of my forehead, because the prefrontal cortex is right behind there. And I remind myself, wait a minute. Starting to get into that impatience thing and rein it in and just say to myself, look, you know, getting impatience is not going to get us anywhere. And if anything, it's just stress anyway. So here we are, Dr. Joan Borsenko, the author of Fried, Why You Are Burned Out and How to Revive. Her website is Joan Borsenko. That's BORYSENKO.com. Please go to it. Buy her books. Listen to her. She's one of my dearest friends. She's a woman of wisdom, and she's helped us understand the fear of failure, embarrassment, perfection, and impatience. Thank you, Joni. I'm Dr. Pam Peek on her radio. Listen to her radio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.